sell regret, cause I've got something left, and I'm not giving in. I will not let them win, I won't stop till the end, no.
Gentlemen, a very pleasant evening to you. Let me locate something here real quick. There we go. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
I am struggling to hear Madibi for the obvious reasons.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear Kenneth loud and clear.
should I move mic?
I try that again.
Is this better?
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Ah, okay.
That's a lot better.
All right.
Now you know how those mics are always moving around the spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
But the new studios, I'm hoping the new studios are a lot more organized and in that sense.
They look wonderful, even though everything's all wrapped up.
So, okay.
Anyway.
We shall take your word for it.
Yeah. It all looks long.
But you gentlemen have been well?
Very well, very
you
well.
You survived the heat wave?
Hey, it was hard. Is it over yet?
It's still going.
It's still here, but not as intense as when it first started.
Barring, what's happening over the next
week? I mean, we're done. Today we're down to around your 33. Because we've been hitting your 40, 41, 42.
You know, I didn't look at the temperatures. When you said down to 33, I was shocked.
Yeah? So, no, but it's like the past couple, well, I think they had said essentially it will start to subside from Tuesday, which is today.
Okay.
So let's be optimistic. Let's be hopeful.
That's good.
But it has been ridiculous.
Yeah.
And folks, this isn't in no way to say, but the precautionary measures that have since been put out there, you should then stop adhering to. Drink plenty liquids, hydrate at all time, if you can, by all means, stay away from direct sunlight, and let's just be like, it's crazy. And the little ones, they're going into your school breaks soon. If those who are minding them, those who are caring for them, they should always keep a tap on where, how, which one.
Yeah.
Because it's real.
And how much water you're drinking?
It is real.
Whatever water you usually drink, just drink tons more. I found myself doing the same thing.
That's it. And that's what Kenneth's doing now.
Yeah, he's the only one with a water bottle. What an icy. But that does take us into our conversation for today's show, doesn't it?
Oh yes, it does.
About consumption, what we're eating. So today, we titled the show "Food, Fitness, and Eating at Home," and we're joined today by Kenneth Devore Middleton, who is the founder of Foodies Botswana. Is that right?
100%.
Founder of Foodies Botswana, and really, kind of the banner holder, the torch wielder, the forerunner, the warrior for food and deliciousness, Mo Botswana. So we thank you for joining us today. So just tell us a little bit about what you've been up to and what you do in general in this role.
Yeah, same thing I do every day. I mean, apart from managing the community, just making content, food content, the stuff you've probably been seeing. And every day, the same thing.
So where do we see this food content?
All platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is, it's different ways to use food, different food challenges, getting creative. Is that what we're looking at?
Yes. So on my pages, it's recipes. I'm sharing recipes because I'm trying to give value.
Mm-hmm.
But then in the group, yes, we have our challenges where we challenge people to, take up whatever challenge is in front of them and compete to see who's going to come out on top.
Okay. So it's interesting. So the challenges around food and what we can make with it. And then, of course, you are out there trying new recipes, showing them to Botswana and saying, you can do this too, right?
100%.
Okay.
I mean, right now we've got this summer challenge going on, a MASCOM summer challenge. And it's going pretty, pretty well. It fits the heat wave thing and just the whole summer vibe that's going on right now.
Okay. Cool. So I've always seen different things, and One day I'll throw my hat in the ring. You never know, right? But you can't compete at everything. So, but that, no, one day I'll come in.
Oh, Lord. This man traumatized us the one time. I think he said he blamed it on his cousin. He said, no, but my cousin tried this, thing, and that's the reason why I'm out here and smelling my best. I think you had tried some garlic. He had made a
Malay dish.
Yeah,
which had some very strong after. Uh-huh. But it was coming from my pores, you know what I mean?
We hear you.
So yeah. I mean, you, I don't have to tell you, but the people out there were saying, you know, when the man smells like, you know, this South Asian curry in an enclosed space, only one person was complaining. He was a little bit sensitive about it.
Well, back to the lecture at hand, Milton. For the most part, well, at least the bits and pieces that I've been able to catch, I think for what interested me was if anything, teaching the masses, of who we are, our kind of food, like around this region. Is that the drive? Is that the objectivity for people to be aware, for people to understand what it takes, for people to understand the nutritional value of the food that is pretty much in our region?
Well, I'd say that's a part of it, but I mean, at the end of the day, I'm really trying to cover the whole globe, and I'm just trying to learn as much as possible.
Yeah.
And because when you try out these dishes and these recipes, you learn different techniques that you can apply here and there to other dishes.
Yeah.
And so it's all about learning at the end of the day. Yeah. It's just improving.
So more cultural exchange, if anything.
Yes, cultural exchange, and by cultural exchange, I know people like to use cultural as like to speak of the olden ways, but we're talking about just like now.
Yeah,
if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, right.
Because culture is current.
No, facts.
Yeah,
exactly. Facts.
So, I mean, a lot of people, in my day, when we used to have to travel and be hosted in different places, I used to have to tell the guys, food is fuel. Don't go to another country and complain that they're eating too much fish. It doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And say, nya obata sorobe. Oh, guy, okay. Food is fuel.
When in Rome.
Yeah, when in Rome. We've got games to play. Get it in here. Go out and play. Sometimes I think we battle with our relationships with food in a lot of different ways. The one is, are we enjoying our food? Or are we just eating?
Are we just fueling up?
Are we just fueling up?
Yeah.
What do you, I mean, everybody's a little bit different around that. Then the second thing is, are we aware of what the food we're eating is doing for us / to us? So are we being conscious about our food? And then lastly, do we enjoy cooking? Do we enjoy eating that quality time? Especially, and we've got three men here, and a lot of traditional gender roles, they wouldn't, you wouldn't see a man cooking that much, doing the most of the cooking in the home. So we also have a lot of young men out there on a fitness journey who are not cooking at home pretty much at all. But still, I get a takeaway and stuff like that. So we can start with that question of, in your experience, how aware are people of nutritional value and sort of eating for more than just to fill your stomach?
Well, it's hard for me to speak about people because I wouldn't know what everybody's doing.
Mm. You're just one person.
But if I would deal with it on a person-to-person basis, I mean, if you're eating takeouts, then you're not really controlling what you're eating at the end of the day. I mean, you're not able to, up this, up down on that and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so you're saying you're really giving away a lot of responsibility for your life and lifestyle when you're not really preparing your own food?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I feel you should have a connection to your food. because you made it. I mean, there's, you feel proud of what you've done. I mean, it's something you put effort into. And I don't know about you, but every food always tastes the best when I've cooked it.
Yeah.
So there's that as well.
What is that about? Is that because?
I don't know. I mean, even before I started my cooking journey, even when I was just, you know, basic, if I cooked something, it is delicious.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Is it? You know, I know. I think I know why I like my food best. Because
why?
I get a recipe, mm-hmm. and how they get, okay, you know, I think piri piri or something like that.
Yeah.
I just listen for the ancestors who bar game. I don't. But what it is I know what my palate likes, what I like to eat. So I'm cooking specifically for my own taste.
Oh.
Yeah. So whereas anywhere else, they have to cook for the three of us.
True.
And we're not all going to like the same thing. Some of us like garlic curries. From
Speaking for self.
Yeah, for self. Yeah.
I what I'm trying to understand from your experience and yours as well, but it's the socialization part that Mulibi pretty much spoke to. Is it healthy for us to be intentional? In the roles that has since been assigned to the different, if you enjoy cooking, you'll find it difficult for a person who has been made to believe that is something that should be taken care of by, you know, a person outside of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And maybe that's what divorces them from taking a liking to, you know, finding yourself in the kitchen, you know, being curious about, putting this thing and that thing together.
Hmm.
And for the most part, kanya ya hore convenience. Hore, if I grab something on the go, I save me some time of kaulela liputi, slice that thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So all of those, I believe, components ultimately speak to the person and their upbringing, and essentially, I think, what they subscribe to. Hore, how do you say when I'm Muslim and I'm Malapeng? Iberere when I tamogota hola, because I do, see to it. Hore, there's food when you come back from, doing whatever it is that you've been tasked to do at home. Then there's no how, well, it'll be something said Motona would have to be intentional about in growing the passion, in growing the liking. Mm-hmm. I was never really allowed to exist in this space, but I believe this is what I want for self. If you are kept away from a place, it'll be very difficult for you to then just naturally start, moving or liking or growing a liking to a practice.
Because you've never been exposed to
it. It's on some food was always ready for me. I don't know how it was prepared. I then had to find myself liking whatever was prepared.
Mm.
It's very different to what he's speaking to.
Yes.
Ene udumela gore, if his hands were at work, that's when he feels gore, yeah, no, this thing has been put together and it's been put together nicely.
And you have to survive.
Yeah.
But what I like that's really incredible is, Kenneth, when you said, when I started my food journey.
Yeah.
Right.
Corey started somewhere.
Keo, the man who's carrying the torch for Tswana food and Master Chef Waro. And he started somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. So tell us about how you started and sort of maybe some of the barriers that you faced in doing that.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, I think you always have a chance when, there's no one around or, everybody's busy, whatever. So I wasn't really into it. But I started to get bored with the food offerings that are available. I mean, you can count the starches that are the carbs that are available to us with one hand, maybe one extra finger. So I got bored with what was available. And also the quality of what was being produced, and because I need to stimulate my life and make my life more enjoyable, I decided, let me try this cooking thing and look up some recipes, try some things. Through a recipe, I could be visiting another country to taste how they're eating their food, and from there just snowballed to a point where I realized it became so much more clearer how many shortcuts are being taken by other people when they cook.
Yeah. You
know, by other people, it could be anyone, even establishments. Mm. For them, there's a profit issue and there's an ease of making things issue. So when you're in full control, you start to appreciate that certain things can taste so much better just by making some small little changes.
Mm. And did you ever go wrong, especially in the early days?
Even now, all the time. It's a trial and error thing.
Mm.
I mean, learning is like that. You've got to be willing to fail. You got to accept that you might fail and then go for it.
Mm.
So I'm not 100% perfect. I mean, I make mistakes even now, but that will lead me to know where I went wrong and not to do it again,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these shortcuts and the available, whatever's easiest and most convenient might not be the healthiest thing for you. We've had conversations around different body types and what they should be looking to eat and how maybe we can look at different ways of preparing it. And then someone will say, I don't like that. For instance, someone will say, I don't like sweet potato. Do you know how many ways there are to prepare sweet potato? Let's not go there. Let's start with, do you know how many different types of sweet potato there are?
Yeah.
Mm.
Right? That type of thing. So do you encounter that where maybe you've convinced somebody to look at food in a whole different way?
I'm trying. I mean, Prince said the word convenience. I mean, just as an example, last week, one of my focuses was custard. Because traditionally there's a way a custard is made, but now in our modern times, the most convenient way is it comes
in a box,
ready-made, or there's a powder.
Oh, okay.
Right? So obviously for those two types, there are some chemicals, there's some preservatives and whatnot. But if you make a traditional custard, you're making it from scratch, there's a few ingredients, very few, and there's eggs in there, and it's actually healthy.
Hmm.
So there's that way it is healthier. So there's a lot of things that might be convenient, but in order for them to stay on the shelf for long enough and be convenient for you, some shortcuts, some sacrifices have to be made by whoever, you know, is making that. And if you make it yourself, you take control.
And one of the big ones, obviously, is, you know, sugar.
Yeah.
Our entire government infrastructure has made a point of trying to reduce the amount of sugar that we are taking in because it's having such a bad effect on our lives. And
with
our
a tax.
With a tax on sugar. But the fact of the matter is we probably eat too much sugar. It's too simple of an energy source and it's not good for us. It's one of the major reasons for weight gain, etc., etc. These are the things that we can take into control.
Yeah. What I would like to speak to is often a time when these conversations are, you know, brought to life, the most almost immediate thought to a lot of folks, would be the pricing or the cost. But, I hear you. It sounds very exciting. Sounds very, like an ideal thing to do. But the price tag that comes with just eating clean, being alive to, how your food is put together, what would you like to say to that, Kenneth?
There are times when, yes, you put a little more resources behind eating healthy. But at the same time, every challenge or every problem has a solution. So if finances is the problem, there's a solution to that. You can sit down and figure out a way around that. I mean, you can definitely eat healthy for whatever budget.
Mm. It's entirely... excuse me, sorry, frog in my throat. I should have had a bottle of water.
No.
It's entirely possible to find those ways to eat healthy.
Yeah.
And it's all about where what you're buying where and what it is that you want to prepare, you know. And you're saying if you're looking at your budget, and you're saying, well, if I fill up on starch, well, it's great. How long is that? How long are you full for? Right? And then you start to think about it. Now, instead of eating, you know, this many meals a day, you're finding yourself utiba dipata during the course of the day in different ways. And these are things that you need to consider when you're looking at eating a healthy diet and what you want to and how you want to eat.
Yes, sir. And before we open the phone lines and the text line is 1-7-1-0-3-1-7-1-0-3. If you'd like to be part of the conversation, 3-1-6-1-0-0-6 for your voice calls. By all means, feel free to call in, get to share your views, get to share your experiences regarding just eating healthy and, just being cognizant and alive to, what you put into your system. 3-1-6-1-0-0-6 or 3-1-6-1-0-0-6 or 1-7-1-0-3. I like the fact that you spoke to, three male persons are being present in the studio right now. And, I've read, I've seen instances where women actually appreciate the efforts, their spouses, their partners, stepping into the kitchen and, whipping out, the magic that they are capable of putting together. You know what I mean? In your experience, Kenneth, how does this, help family bond? How does this help family spend time together in discovering, in exploring, finding fun? In the kitchen.
I mean, you can create memories out of making dishes, but you might want to put a bit more effort into it. It can get mundane, is that the right word?
Mundane,
sorry. Yes, it can get mundane because we eat every day.
Yeah.
We cook every day. Somebody cooks every day. They can get bored. They can be like tired and whatnot. But once in a while, I agree that definitely... trying to put some effort into creating a moment by creating a new dish, or you can create memories out of this. Sometimes something happening in your life can be pronounced by the food that you ate during that time and whatnot. Yeah,
I'm sending you guys an invoice for a free consultation. I'm dropping gems here. Well, at least I'm asking Kenneth to help you guys, save your marriages and relationships. 3-1-6-1-0-0-6 or 3-1-6-1-0-0-6. 1-7-1-0-3-1-7-1-0-3. We spoke to the almost immediate response. Yako no kore. Kamola kape utafitela lere huatura utafitela lere kume. Se kapa ngoya rona ga re letelle gone gore motho wa rre e be le motho e leng gore o na le kgathego ya gone gore a dire ka botswapelo, a dire tsone dijo tse e leng gore gongwe di a kgathisa gore ga re tshela in the 21st century, it's year 2023, and ga re ka tswelela re ntse re itshwareletse ka ngwao e leng gore gongwe ga e re thuse gore re gole, ke dingwe tsa dintlha tse e leng gore mo tsamaong ya nako re tshwanetse gore re itemogele tsone, gore re tokafatsa jang matshelo a rona, re tokafatsa jang botsogo jwa rona, because I think a couple of episodes are back, we've spoken to how imperative it is, and these are stats tse e leng gore even the Ministry of Health has since put out, gore malwetse a e leng gore re bona a gola ebile a tswelela a tsaya matshelo a Batswana, ke malwetse a e leng gore ga a tshelwane. Ke malwetse a tang ka yone lifestyle jaaka go etse go tlhalosega. Mme ga re tswelela re sa nne gongwe re sa nne le kelello kapa re sa ile thoko se e leng gore re a seja mo malapeng, se e leng gore bana ba a seja, se e leng gore gongwe sa re tshetsa, ke gone gore malwetse ana e be re ta mo seemong se e leng gore a tswelela a palelwa ke gore a ka laolesega. 3-1-6-1-0-0-6. 3-1-6-1-0-0-6 for your voice calls, or 1-7-1-0-3-1-7-1-0-3 for your short messages. Ga ke itse re mampanyane gore go na le sepe se e le gore gongwe ne o leditse gore e ka re emetse megala gore go roka ka kwano, wa setswelela wa se botsa Kenneth.
There was a lot of questions around cooking in bulk, and more than meal prep, it's now a fashionable thing.
Yeah.
And a lot of people, A, they think it takes too much time, but it cuts out time in the future. Or B, they get tired of eating the same thing because they're cooking in bulk. Is this something that you've ever come across?
I've been looking at meal prep. I haven't done it intentionally. I might have done it unintentionally. For instance, the other day I roasted a chicken and there wasn't really anybody to finish it. And so I've been having a lot of roast chicken, you know, in different variations over the days. I mean, you can always, you know, figure out a way to have a little variation here and there, different sauce, different veggies, different starch, for one meal prep, if you know what I mean. So I haven't really done much meal prep, but I do understand the concept. And I think, like you said, it does save a lot of time. If you spend a Sunday when you're free cooking this one thing and then you cut it up and you store it into these easily accessible, you know, packages, whether it's a lunchbox or whatever, that will definitely save you a lot of time.
And it will also save you a lot of money. And now everybody knows it takes away anxiety and all these different things, because now it's 10 o'clock and you don't have to run around and say and then you end up going and picking up a packet or something like that. So a little bit of meal prep can go a long way. Asking people to meal prep if you're living with other people, different times, that type of thing. And like you said, different meals. Chicken salad, chicken sandwich, roast chicken and pap, you know, all those different things. So what you pair it with as well will make a big difference. Ability sauce, that thing. You can use a tomato based sauce, or pasta or something like that, with the same chicken, if as it's come out. So sometimes we are afraid to try.
Yeah.
And I think that's what this show is about. Don't be afraid to try. Just start and see how far you go.
There's another thing that you spoke to in your opening sentiments. The nutritional value ya dijo tse leng gore re hella gongwe re di ready apa kapa re di prepare gone gore gangwe le gape o tla fitela motho a re I'm trying to gain muscle, ke tsontse re ke je yang to help me with that. These are some of the things tse leng gore often a time motho o taba re kana I've been working out for however long and I see really minimal difference. In your experience, Kenneth, the type of food eleng gore o hella o ja yone kapa o le gore gongwe e tshwantse re go thuse in the journey eleng gore wa bo isimolotse, just how important is it for you to be alive gore this is the nutritional value that I'm going to get from this and it will help me mo mosepeleng o eleng gore ko tsere o eleng gore keletso ene e le gore ke goroge ha go ntseng jana.
I think it goes back to your connection with what you're eating. I mean, if you are learning these recipes, learning the combinations, you're getting in touch with it. So you can, this is a protein rich dish.
Yeah.
And so without that, if you're not in control, therefore you're leaving it all up to somebody else and then you end up having whatever comes your way. But I mean, if you have taken the initiative to understand these, and it'll come. I mean, if you're just on this journey of trying to understand more, it just comes to you that here's a cleaner source of protein than that one, this one's a bit more fattier. It comes to you. I can't say it any better than that.
Right, it's a journey, right?
Yeah.
I mean, one that I think a lot of people don't realize is most people we eat too much meat protein. It's not good for us. Some people love their meat protein. I believe some people are not meat eaters. I don't know if they've shared.
No,
this.
But I'm saying,
have you shared this that you're not a meat eater?
But I'm saying, often a time, it's a question of what we know.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I don't think it'll be primarily a question of you know, what you prefer.
Yes.
It's on some, do you know, Jorge, there are other, you know, you have an alternative to XYZ.
Yes.
And if you haven't quite made that discovery, then you'll always stick to what you know.
And I mean, there's so many great sources of protein that are in the vegetable world. Beans, peanuts. Peanuts can also end up being high in energy as well, but better energy than sugars or refined foods. And, you know, even body broccoli, things like that, they also contain protein, and but they're also vitamin rich.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and we spoke about vegetable oil versus fat oil, animal oils and that type of thing. You know, there are many ways that we can substitute those things in a way that will be better for our general health. And again, it's all about balance. You don't have to say, you don't have to leave meat altogether. I know.
Yeah, I feel attacked.
No, but you shouldn't. But don't be attacked. Love. You know, I appreciate. I wish I could eat like you, and I do on occasion. But I can only hold out for a few months at a time. Those types of things can be really beneficial to you, and they're also challenges, right? And they can teach you a lot about cooking. To say, all right, I'm going to try to avoid meat for.
Exactly. Yeah. So if you're faced with that task of cooking a meal or several times having to cook a meal without protein, you will learn a lot about how to make sure the food is flavorful enough that you might not miss your meat.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's a lot of diets out there. I'm just sharing now. There's a lot, and there's a lot of information out there. Sometimes it can get so confusing. One day you can hear that this thing is bad for you, and you thought, wow, I thought that was good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And so I heard Joe Rogan the other day asking somebody, what is the one food that you can eat and eat nothing else and you will survive?
Yeah. And what was that meat?
It's meat.
Yeah. But it depends on the meat.
Sure.
That's true.
Because there's something called rabbit starvation.
Uh-huh.
So if and it happens to people, they get stuck on an island. It's been seen. They get stuck on an island. All there is rabbits. And they eat rabbits.
Yeah.
And they die of starvation.
Oh.
Because it's not a complete enough diet.
Yeah.
It's lacking in, I think, vitamin A or something like that. I can't remember.
Right.
The rabbit meat, right, for some reason.
But surely they would
survive. It'll fuel you up, but you'll still die of.
No. You'll die you die faster than you think. It's called rabbit starvation. We need a fact checker here, but rabbit starvation. So that's, you can't just live on rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll die. So, but yeah, meat is a great, it's energy rich. It's protein rich.
It's got vitamins.
It's got all these different
minerals.
Things. Especially like if you're eating your liver and you're eating these other different things from different animals. Again, don't eat a polar bear's liver. It will kill you. Don't ask me why I know this. It is poisonous. So do you think you think that it's just normal? But okay, so but namakhomu, we know it very well. Mm. If you have a cow, you can eat most of it and you'll survive for. You will probably survive forever.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people who are on meat-only diets.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The carnivore diet.
Carnivore diet, that's the one.
Yeah, and look, that works for them. But now, careful now. Who is promoting this carnivore diet? Do they have the same physical makeup as us?
Everybody's different.
Everybody's different. And here, we have a high blood pressure and concerns about cholesterol. It's a factor in our population. So, should we really be looking in that direction? That's up to the individuals.
Exactly. Hmm. Yeah, I mean, for me, having to cook for content, there's sometimes an excess of food around me.
Yeah. Mm.
And so I've had to start thinking about ways, and I'm still on that journey. Thinking of ways to, you know, be healthier in this space that I find myself in. And so for me, it's portion control. So I'm controlling the portions. I'm not trying to have a big meal. I'm trying to have little portions. And I'm also trying to skip maybe breakfast because I am currently, thinking about the idea of whether breakfast is the most important meal of the day. I found that maybe it might be a marketing, behind it, and might not necessarily be true.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it's healthy, I think, for me to to skip breakfast and then go straight into lunch, breakfast, and then, you know, wait the next day, fast until the next meal.
Then all those, there's different fasting types, and truly you want to find ways that work for you. I'm a big fan of different fasting types, and I always experiment with my body, so that it should be, we can talk about that sometime, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it sounds to me like you're on the 16-8.
Something like that, yeah.
So 16 hours eating, 8 hours, no, that's not true. The other way around. Yes, you eat after you sleep 8 hours, then you skip another 8 hours, then you eat over 8 hours, two meals.
Yeah, so it's 16-8.
Yeah, 16-8, yeah. So 16 hours fast, 8 hours eating. So there's a lot of different, there's a lot of information out there. Experiment, see what works for you. Make sure that you're doing it in a healthy way. Make sure you're not obsessing. That's another thing. And so what about activity? What activities do you get up to? Because when cooking is an activity, right? It's actually, one of my favorite things to do is when I'm like, I haven't done enough. I cook and I get my burn calories. I get my steps in, you know. So beyond cooking, what type of activities do you get up to?
Well, because I have been so, you know, focused on creating this content, I have just gone into this lifestyle where I'm doing a lot of cooking, and I have sort of neglected, but I'm conscious about it, and so I'm trying to, you know, get back into the gym at least, so that you know, while I'm in a fasting period, that 16 hours, I go hit the gym, and sometimes I find that I'm not even hungry. I can even come back from there and I'm still not hungry. Like, I mean, even in the morning, I might not be hungry, and so I think sometimes not eating for the sake of it, but sometimes when you're hungry, you know what I mean? So sometimes we eat, but we're not hungry. So yeah, back to your thing. I'm hitting the gym. I'm not yet so determined, but I'm working on it.
That's the beginning. That's all. So once you get the desire, the rest will follow. So I have a surprise for you. But we'll talk about it off air.
Okay.
And then, but thank you very much for your insights. And, you know, we spoke about behavior, habits, and the habits we build around food, rituals we build around food. It's time to start thinking about them.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah. And I think for the most part, I like this conversation, and it leads us onto a season where, you know, we easily get distracted. Travels, holiday planning, all of that. Often the time with the word ish, but I'll be on the road a lot more, I'll be in the hotels a lot more. So I don't really have control over, how and where to be, what to take in. So this is I think for the most part, information that you need as you're planning your vacations, as you're planning your holiday breaks. The information is out there. And, discovering, finding out your makeup ultimately will help you then decide on what's good for you, what you can, cut on. I believe walk into a new season as a totally different, transformed being.
Yes. And you don't have to wait for January 1st.
No. No.
It's the first of December when. That is also a date.
You know what I mean? So let that be the thing. And not, first of Jan. And, even a quarter way through the year, you're like, I forgot what I said I should do. So gentlemen, thank you once again for your time. Let us be alive. Let us be, pretty much intentional. Into the first season and beyond. And finding out, let us inform ourselves. I think for the most part, we fail ourselves by just sitting there and saying, but Mulibi said, you know what I mean? But this person said, and you take that for gospel, and it becomes a bit of a challenge because what Mulibi, or rather what works for Mulibi, doesn't necessarily work for Kenneth, and that's a fact of life. You know what I mean? But you sit in there and say, hey, listen, I see you doing pretty well in this area. How best can I learn from you? How best can we collaborate? How best can I, you know what I mean? That I believe for the most part, we keep this thing fresh, we keep it exciting, and the journey just then becomes a bit more bearable.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
So how do they find you? How do they learn from you? You know, how do you learn from them?
Well, Kenneth Tebogo Middleton is the name. I made sure that it's the same on every single platform.
Nice.
Hopefully that would be easy enough to search for.
Okay.
And we've got Greater Than Fitness on Facebook, Instagram. Greater.fit or greaterthanfitness.com takes you to the website. We actually have a merch store that we are launching tomorrow, so check that out if you're interested.
Nice.
And lastly, there's a WhatsApp number that you can contact. That's 7579-4535. That's 7579-4535. Send through WhatsApp, ask questions, we'll bring them up on the show and incorporate those answers so that we make sure that you're satisfied and learning.
Fantastic. Gentlemen, a pleasant evening to you and yours, and I hope and trust that this journey will keep us together beyond just this platform. And I'm trusting, have yourselves a decent night and keep well.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I will not let them win. I won't stop till the end. No.